skewed because if you remember, we billed out, billed hours and gave you guys a discount.
Right.
He was working on other pieces of business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll also see what we're planning to do, what will be your net expense for 2009 with the change for the last 6 months.
Okay.
And it'll just be the last 6 months. It's not.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this is the blue line on the very last line on there is six of old and six of new.
Right.
Right.
That is.
Okay. So on an annual basis, it's a little more, but I get it.
That's correct.
Right. On an
annual basis, is if you look up in the black, you'll see what's happening on both of those. On
right.
Basis.
Yeah, there they are. Yeah.
Now this is a form I didn't know if you wanted when we get done to change the title of the news channel. Is this something you want me to send to Eric or wait till he comes out to look at it?
Let me look at it once. Email it to me and then I'll just have you send it to him after that.
Okay.
And just look
and,
at it.
Remember my password, I always password these because they're salaries.
Yep.
Just write down the password week.
Okay. All right.
Real sophisticated.
Four letters.
Real
I think it's good to get these
full-timers
back
in
there.
Yeah, and I think it'll be a lot cleaner from a billing perspective too.
And so. Jenny is busy.
Yeah,
we got
so much stuff going on. She was talking about she's back on the hill again doing some more UN stuff. I mean, and Wayne said when we were in Dallas that he's starting to access her for a lot of stuff now.
The truth is a lot of the people getting their news are moving there faster than we're keeping up. So
So okay. All right. Well, we'll come. Hillary and I will work on this.
All right.
What to call that? Yeah. Because the strategic.
I don't care what it is. I just think it's.
Yeah, you're right.
And probably the.
And when the finance committee looks at that, it's kind of like.
And now that we've kind of changed where you don't go straight in there, it really is.
Right. Okay, and then the next one is, this is easier to read. Bill, now I've got the billing sheet, the big
right.
billing sheet. This bill.
This is mine. Let me give you a little bit of a history, Woody, which I'm sure you'll remember a lot of. Back in 2000, Rick and I kind of began a process because we were working with you guys due to cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of gave, you know, some more favorable terms, kind of worked through the process. Basically, what we did was we had other clients that were sending us plenty of cash flow, and we were giving you guys a benefit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in these economic times, what I'd really like to
for the whole time. And you're sit out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
same thing.
Yeah, tell her. Tell her. Can I remember he and I talked a lot when we gave him favorable terms, but I don't remember his phone call telling me he's going to catch me up.
Yeah, I know. And well, the truth is, our cash flow right now may be a little better than some of your clients too.
So. Well, and that is true.
My cash flow is a lot better than all of our clients. Yeah. Right?
That's
probably one of the best. Okay. Here's the big one. Is the Mercury Group fees, which are, you know, this is the fees as they currently are. And once again, I think we first started, Woody, where we were going to try and pay, you know, through your guys' payroll our payroll just as you pay your pay.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, our Mercury Group employees, we would get paid either the 15th of the month or the 30th of the month of the month it was being covered. Obviously, when I was working with Rick on all these fees, we're about 90 days behind that schedule right now.
Yep. Yeah, I'm a little.
I'd love to catch that all up.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that too. I'll talk to him about that because I mean it's not like we're earning a shitload of interest on that. That money, so and it's that's all where it is. I mean, it's just in overnight deposits. That probably you probably know better.
Well, I think part of it is I think Rick he looks at us like he looks at your attorneys
mm-hmm.
that they bill after the fact, and yeah. That's really not how you know how we negotiate our contracts. Is you see our payroll, you see the overhead, you see all of it. It's really just kind of an extension, and that's one of the reasons why I've always thought. We should be paid similar to what your payroll is now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you want to get your billing faster, Woody, or do you want to pay faster? That's up to you.
Yeah. I'll talk to him about that. I'd rather just find a way to pay it faster.
I'm almost going to say that because he is always that Rick stickler. Absolutely. He hates that. He hates it. And I'm happy to give it to him in advance, but Bill and I both, I mean, way back in the old days, he hated that, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you about this tomorrow. I'm going to blame Wayne.
You've got a place right now. Everything goes out on first. Everything does. So you guys will have it. And just it's how long it takes him to process.
Okay. Now, we can process that fast. And
what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to blame it on Wayne. So, but I'll talk to him.
Perfect.
And I'm okay with this. I think it's... I'd rather you all know what it is. And, you know, if we get the cash flow problem again, we'll come back and talk to you
well,
about
and,
something.
And, you know,
right
we'll
now,
still we'll work with
but,
you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that's kind of, I mean, we've done some things like that with major suppliers, like the paper for the magazines and things like that. They know we're good for it when we're good. And,
and when you're not,
we're
not.
We're
and that's
good
for
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, now here's the question on all of it. I don't know if you saw it on there, but if Tedrick got me something by the 30th, it really helps me out a lot.
Oh, June 30th, which is next week. Okay.
Now, he doesn't get me all of it, but he helps me out a lot. What I've got right now, just let me explain to you. Mercury Group right now, and you understand how bank covenants work, I get penalized because you guys are late on Mercury Group, and they're penalizing me for it on my bank covenants. What I'd love to have is to show as of 6:30 that I've got that more in line. It doesn't have to be the whole amount, but if I got a chunk of it before then, that would help me a lot.
Okay, I'll talk to him about that and let him talk to you. But we'll do something good.
Okay.
Okay, no issues there.
Okay, we do need to talk about Tyler's expenses and how this is going to work because obviously, Bill, a little different than Tony's. You know, we can open a job or whatever, but technically, how am I going to bill for that? How do I cover that?
Here's my recommendation, and I don't know, Woody, how you guys budget for all that, but you know that there's certain items that have always hit Tony's account, and the truth is Tony's account's a little bit less than it used to be.
Right.
I think we just rename it. It's a travel expense job. It doesn't have any description.
Right.
Rick's still going to be able to come in and look at it at the end of each year if he chooses to. I'm saying just include it on the current job we currently have.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but I mean, how does it get submitted to us? You know what I mean?
That's easy. As far as I'm concerned, Tyler can keep it. We could give him an acronym and do it that way.
Oh, that's the way to That's the easiest way to do it.
And, you know, for the most part, it's going to be stuff in Gale books. Because it's stuck with Wayne.
Once before.
Yeah. No. If he doesn't, we'll, either way.
Does Tyler Shrock have an Amex? Get him one. Let's make it and get him a platinum.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
getting
one.
Bye.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
I don't know why you guys have taken me on.
Bill, did you? Did you notice that I was the one that did not take you on? Hello?
Yes,
do I ever? Yeah, okay.
She's kind of like challenging me a little bit now. Now that she's taking my operations job, you know, and I get to go to the, you know, golf course more often, so.
I heard she was taking a lot of night accounting courses, too, so she's got big plans.
He knows that.
He's married. What does anybody know what he's doing about Beverly Hills Hotel?
You know.
You know.
Damn, good question.
Good question. Yeah, because that would cut out a lot of this cost if he's not doing it.
Yeah.
And I think without it being a special occasion, we'd have a hard time
justifying that.
And I know Rick's going to be watching that. Not that he would say anything or do anything, but it needs to be a different game plan out there.
All you guys need to do is give me the guidance of the conversation with Tony.
All right.
You know what'll happen, and it'll go full circle right back to Wayne.
Right. So, and what I would rather do, let's see what happens, and then we'll address it.
Yeah, and Bill, we'll talk to Angus about it, too, because Angus and I had this conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, do we have an analysis of the amount of days when you, from the expense reports?
Oh, yeah, we keep all that for when Rick comes in. We have the analysis.
Yeah, I was wondering if we had it handy so we could look. You said that the overall expenses are lowered, so I don't know if they're lowered in conjunction with less days spent already.
I think that's probably a good part of it.
Yeah,
cost.
Well, they're lower because of the days, but they're also lower over history because he's no longer doing anything with Mr. Heston.
Right.
Whenever he did something with Mr. Heston, it's very expensive.
Right.
And so you see a lot of that stuff. It doesn't necessarily show up on the invoice because we've had some other things hit that invoice. For instance, when Tim and Susan went to London and Wayne, it went through that job. So you may not be seeing it quite yet.
Yeah.
But I think Tony is doing a little bit less. But I also think we need to give him direction to do a whole lot less.
Yeah. But he just went on the Freedom Cruise, so that's going to show up. So there's, you know, it's going to go kind of like this.
Yeah.
So.
And there's, he's still going to be flying Tom places.
Yes, and you know, some of that stuff with Tyler being in the Office of Advancement may go up a little bit because, you know, they're gonna kind of partner up to if it works, then that's a good thing. You know?
And we just have to be careful because Wayne wants to get through this whole year saying, you know, he hasn't used private aircraft.
Okay.
Because there's a new question on the 990 that we have to file.
Okay.
That says, and you can explain it. I mean, nonprofits will be able to say, yes, we do. Or then you get like 250 characters to say
why.
Yeah. Or under what conditions and all that. Mm-hmm. And but Wayne's just trying to do it. And, you know, I know he had an emergency that didn't count. But he just doesn't want to be seen getting off the plane anywhere.
Yeah, just if you can avoid it. I mean,
it's only going to get worse.
Yes.
It's only going to get worse.
Exactly.
They're going to be doing this budget analysis and realizing that they've stripped the profits out of every American company, but they still need the tax returns.
Yeah, that's
so
right. Exactly.
It's just, it's,
but
I'm
even
missing everybody over here for you know, something shorter than Gestapo. I think the IRS is going to become a very powerful arm.
Yeah.
I know. That's what we're doing with everybody's expense reports internally. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been having this conversation with all of our employees. So we're getting mean with the IRS.
And they give the unions precedent over the bondholders at GMAC and Chrysler. You got to pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right.
It means that they no longer care what the law reads. Now they're just going to do whatever the heck they want.
Right.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
Did you see? And I think it died a quick death, but one of the proposals on the healthcare, you know, when they were talking about taxing healthcare benefits, the unions raised hell about it, and so somebody had a proposal, and unless you're in a union, that you're, you know, if you're in a union, it'll be exempted.
Oh.
And because that's different, because it's through the union that was negotiated. Remember
the famous words of Aristotle: the end of democracy is when people can go to the voting booth and vote themselves a race.
There you have it. There you have it.
And don't kid yourself, they're working the re-election as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I know, Mel and Hillary, this doesn't make sense to you, but it makes a lot of sense to Woody. Is it not fascinating that they haven't adjusted or given any direction on mark-to-market? None.
No, no.
My prediction is they're going to wait until right before the election.
Yep, I agree.
They're going to wait. Right before the election, you're going to see all that change, and all of a sudden you're going to watch this stock market skyrocket. Because it's a 25-30% adjustment.
Yeah, right away. Just like that.
And he's going to do it right before the election, so he's guaranteed it is.
Everybody feels good about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the only thing Bill Clinton was good for. He said it's all about the economy.
Exactly. It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
Yep.
Exactly.
Great. All right. Well, is that it?
Yeah, Okay. Yeah, thank you, Bill.
It's good to see you. I have to come actually physically get out there sometime.
Well, now we're going to maybe try to meet
in Dallas. On the operations side, what do we need to play golf?
I know. That's right. I think your life ought to be a lot easier than that.
I keep saying that to myself. I haven't seen it quite yet because Hillary's kind of busy on some other stuff. But I'm counting on it when she takes over full time on January
1.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking to see some extra time in my work week.
Yeah, they're kind of sharing the operations duties until Jan 1, but yeah, she does. She takes over January 1 all by herself. Gonna work.
Good team.
Yeah.
Well, she's about as tough as you are.
Yeah.
Sorry, what did you
say? I said she's about as tough as you are.
There you go.
That's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
She's a hell of a lot better looking.
Absolutely.
She gets away with saying things that I don't get away with saying.
Exactly. And I'll talk to Rick tomorrow, and one of us will talk to you. Maybe we'll call you together and go through it. But we'll get something. When is the actual 30th?
It's next Tuesday.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
That's our normal check cutting day. And do we pay you by check now, or do we do wire?
By wire.
So we can
ACH.
So we can do an ACH that day. Okay. Right. All right. Okay.
And Bill, Hillary and I, they've got a meeting after lunch, so when they're in that meeting, we'll come up with some verbiage for that new category, and we'll email that to you so you can get it on the new schedule before you send it out to Woody. For the NRA News, okay?
Great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
See you later.
You guys have a good afternoon.
See you.
Thanks, Bill.